Well, good morning, everyone. So I'm going to throw a question out there, and you're going to give really deep thought to it. And here's the question. What would you be if you were the only person in the world? What would you be if there was nobody else around and you were the only person in the world? Who would you be? What would you be? Well, right now, where a lot of us are mothers, we're fathers, we're aunts, we're uncles, we're daughters, we're sons, we're sisters, we're brothers, we're grandfathers, we're grandmothers. All those descriptions of us now rely on another, relies on a relationship. But if we were the only ones on earth and there was nobody else around in the world, we would be nothing. We would be nothing without a relationship. God created us. His intent for us was to be in a relationship, in a loving relationship with others. This was from the very beginning of time. God was not alone. He was in a relationship. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Trinity, which we celebrate today. Three persons, one God. The Holy Trinity. We are intended to be in relationships, and that's how we were created. So what's our role here today? Is our role here today to fully understand the Trinity? Is my job here to be a theologian and teach you the Trinity today? Oh, heck no. I am not a theologian. And over the past 2 years, when Deacon Doug has had this homily, I'm sure he did a great job, so I don't have to do anything. But my job is not to teach you or be a theologian, like walking out of here knowing what the Holy Trinity is and have a full understanding. So what is our job today? Our job today is to understand how to live a Trinitarian life. Not to fully understand it, it is a mystery, but to live a Trinitarian life. And what is a Trinitarian life? Living as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit has lived, out of love. For God so loved the world that he created us. For God so loved the world that he gave us his Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins. For God so loved the world that he gave us the Holy Spirit to be with us forever and give us the strength, the knowledge, and the ability to develop a loving relation with God and with Jesus Christ. That's how much he loved the world. So if we're going to live a Trinitarian life, how do we do that? Well, let's start with our families. Let's start with loving our families and forgiving each other within our families and having mercy on each other within our families. God knows I know a lot about forgiveness within a family. Every morning I wake up, I look at my wife, and I say, I'm sorry. And she says, for what? I said, anything that's about to happen today. How many here have a perfect family? Okay, I had one person at the 8 o'clock raise their hand. We don't have perfect families. There are times in our families when we have to forgive. There are times in our families when we have to show mercy. And we should be every day showing love to our families. Living that Trinitarian life. So I challenge each of us, if there is somebody in your family that needs forgiveness, give it to them. If there is someone in your family that needs mercy, show it to them. And if there's somebody in your family that needs a little bit more love, then give it to them. Because that's what we're called to do. We're not called to fully understand the Trinity, but we are called to live a Trinitarian life by showing love, mercy, and forgiveness. God bless.